Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, big things are happening at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Jamaica has a long and storied history as the track and field capital of the world, and a large part of this is due to the quality of our track and field coaches, from the schoolboy level right up to the professional. And when it comes to producing quality physical education trainers and coaches, there is no institution in Jamaica, and perhaps even the region, that can boast the level of success of the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. But the college isn't resting on its laurels. In fact, it has embarked on a program of infrastructural development to upgrade its facilities to international standards. Last year, the college spent approximately $20 million to refurbish the floor and roof of its gymnasium, which is used for several sports, including netball, basketball, volleyball, badminton, and futsal. Work is set to start in this fiscal year on the refurbishing of the college's Olympic-sized swimming pool. The school has also acquired the Sligoville Sports Complex, expanding the range of facilities available to students. The complex boasts a 600-seat basketball and netball court, a 1,200-seat cricket oval, a 1,500-seat football field, and a 6-lane 400-meter running track. The most recent project in the school's development program is the reconstruction of its running track, which got underway in March. The project is to be completed within 4 months.
This is an awesome experience for us. We are very, very happy, indeed very happy, that this has come to fruition. We have been awaiting this for the past year and a half to 2 years. It has finally happened. We are very, very elated.
Principal of G.C. Foster College, Dr. Joyce Graham Royal. The reconstruction project will involve the removal of the existing surface, excavation and installation of the base and sub-base material, rehabilitation of the infield and surface water control works. When completed, the G.C. Foster track is expected to receive Level 2 International Amateur Athletic Federation IAAF certification. Of course, the staff and students couldn't be happier about the new facility.
This is one of the happiest moments in my life in relation to sports. I think this is something that was long in coming, and we're really happy that the government of Jamaica was able to present this gift to the G.C. Foster College.
Head coach at G.C. Foster, Maurice Wilson.
I'm also very sure that we'll be producing more talent, not only for the college, but for the country. And I'm quite sure that international athletes will be interested in this new facility.
Words cannot express how thankful and how grateful I am to receive this unique gift. On behalf of the student body, we are deeply, deeply moved, and we'd just like to say thank you to all those who are involved.
President of the student council body at G.C. Foster, Javed Davis. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has also promised to assist the school in refurbishing its main entrance with the assistance of the tourism development product.
I want to see a glorified entrance coming off the main road. I want to remove all of the zinc fences from both sides of the road leading into the college and have proper landscaping on both sides so that when you drive in, you're driving into the world's greatest coaches' home.
With these planned development projects and more to come, there is no doubt that the G.C. Foster College will achieve its mission of becoming a world-class training institution, producing excellent teachers and sports professionals to meet local, regional, and international demands. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.